Good morning, Houston of FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Nina LoCicero, the brand new Vice President of Marketing and Digital Commerce for Shaw's Residential Business. Nina, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate the opportunity to introduce you to the marketplace. You're new to the flooring business. I want to talk about your role and some of the things you'll be focused on. Before we get to that, if you don't mind, let me run through your background. You've been at Shaw here for about 30 days. You spent time most recently with Johnson Controls, and prior to that with Rockwell Automation. So a combined about 7-8 years there. And I thought it was interesting when I looked at that, because that's in our industry, that's kind of like moving from Shaw to Mohawk or Mohawk to Shaw, because both of those companies are leaders in automated control systems. You're from the Wisconsin-Milwaukee area. Matter of fact, your husband's an engineer. He's up there. You have a daughter who's finishing up high school this year. So your first year here at Shaw, you're going to be commuting, right?
Absolutely. For the next 12 to 14 months or so.
One of the neat things I'd like to point out, you're not from the flooring business, and so you're going to be bringing a fresh perspective in this role. First question, what drew you to Shaw?
The company values. The organization is really centered on its core values. They truly believe in them, and they live them every single day. And from a leadership perspective, you look from the top down, those values are intentional. It's about driving everyday action. And there really is a passion and a focus around the customer and the integrity and the honesty and the respect that each of the colleagues have for one another. I think it's tangible and it's palatable, and it really sets Shaw apart.
Well, that's great. So that came out in the interview process, I guess.
I would say not only in the interview process, but it also came out in every interaction that I've had every day since.
And you are reporting to Scott Sandlin, taking this role. Tell us a little bit about your fit within the organization.
My fit is, you know, how do we actually increase the overall value of Shaw's residential brands in the marketplace with the consumer, and really making sure that we can deliver engaged and excited customers and informed customers and consumers directly to those retailers. Because at the end of the day, we want them to transact products with our retailers on a daily basis.
You know, I'm not singling out any one company in the flooring business, but I see your credentials and understand your role. This is a strategic role for Shaw. And, you know, with a lot of these carpet companies and these flooring companies, marketing has been, you know, make us look pretty. It's been make beautiful advertising that's got a purpose, you know, brochures, trade show, merchandising, you know, some strategy. But, I mean, you coming in here, I saw a seminar that you gave, which was called Revamping the Channel Program and Taking the Cost Out of Measuring ROI. It's out there on the internet. You really are coming into a strategic role. It could be frustrating as people get a grasp of the talents you bring to the business.
Thank you. I think when I think about what we need to achieve, it's really about delivering a 360-degree customer experience, mm-hmm. and that is very intentional and it is strategic. And so there are some things that are going to be non-negotiable in today's market, and I think that we have to realize that even with what's happened over the last 14 months with the pandemic and COVID, that everything is accelerated, and we need to make sure that we are delivering on those experiences every single day and then help driving the business value both to our customers and then to the consumer and ultimately the business. And so it is a strategic function, and marketing should be a strategic function in any organization.
You're coming in an interesting time with Stainmaster, one of the best known brands in the residential business, switching alliances and leaving a gap in the business. I can see where you could step in almost immediately and help Shaw with some of their solutions. So kind of a neat time for you to join the company.
It is a great time. It's exciting. There are a lot of opportunities. You bring up Stainmaster, and we do have a plan, and we're really excited about that plan, and that will be something that's coming out in the next couple of weeks.
So let's talk about Shaw's residential brands. I know it's a fresh perspective for you, having been there just 30 days, but give us a rundown on their brands and the positions for their brands.
We really have our portfolio made up at multiple brands, including Anderson Tuptech, Cortec, Floragami, Philadelphia Commercial, and Shaw Floors. At a high level, I would look at it as AT and Cortec are really our premium offerings, promising really an elevated style, design in their respective categories, with Cortec really focusing on and specializing in waterproof, pet-proof, kid-proof flooring, and it really is leading in the industry in rigid core innovation, and that really came from that purchase of U.S. Floors. Anderson Tuptech targets a much more affluent customer or consumer and specializes in premium hardwood, carpets and custom rugs. And then we have Soft Lords, which is really our flagship residential brand. And it really touches all categories, all different price points, lifestyles, and life stages. And it really is sort of that offering superior quality and service to our customers. And one of the things that I will say is Shaw, as an organization, and going back to what drew me to Shaw, is this idea of customer centricity and our focus really on delivering and on service to our customers. And so within each of these product brands, that really also sets us apart.
All right. Let me just ask you, what are your first priorities as you step into this role?
One, how do we provide retailers with all of the tools that they need to be successful, right, in closing the sale? It really includes that ability for them to engage, inform, and transact with the consumer. And so we're really focused on how are we going to help them transform those experiences. And then on the consumer side, how do we take our web experiences, making sure that they are informative and engaging, and then also helping to drive that focus and that brand affinity, which then flows into the retailer. We really want to make sure that consumers, when they walk in the door to the retailer, that they are specifically asking for Shaw products, they know Shaw products, and they're actually helping that retailer to make a sale. Also, with an organization, I think one of the challenges, and Shaw is no different, prioritization is always going to be a challenge, but I think really understanding that consumer and customer needs, we'll be able to overcome those challenges and really focus our efforts. And so I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah. What you mentioned about impacting the consumer and having them looking for Shaw as they come into the dealer, that's interesting. I mean, I know you can impact them with point of sale, but to get a consumer to know Shaw, that's going to probably take a big digital effort and potentially some cable TV. I mean, I'm sure you'll have to be putting those plans together once you get acclimated, right?
Absolutely. And it's going to be both an online and an offline strategy. And so it really is taking, I would say, the best of marketing and how to piece it all together based on the particular brand and really targeting that consumer, how they want to be targeted, how they want to be messaged to. So right time, right place, right strategy. That has really never changed from a marketing standpoint. And that really is the key focus, really driving that engagement.
All right, Nina, well, I appreciate you, again, giving me the opportunity to introduce you to the marketplace and wish you the best of luck in this role. Again, been talking to Nina LoCicero, the Vice President of Marketing and Digital Commerce for Shaw's Residential Business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLead.net.